not yours. Jennifer Horn has a plus perfect.
Spotless is what I'd like to say.
That's it. Very good. Ken Kessler monitoring social networking in a pluperfect way as well. Did you ever study the pluperfect tense in French? We need Pierre here probably for that. Take care of
probably. Is that what that is? Pluperfect?
Pluperfect is a French, I believe, part of a French conjugal.
Like when you're conjugating something?
Conjugating a conjugal.
And a conjugal.
Yeah, and a conjugal.
That's not plu.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay, so egg rolling is over. Easter is over. Passover is over. It's over.
It's over.
Finished. Don't you wish we could say that about a number of things that people are talking about? For example, the international agreement to avert wider conflict in Ukraine faltering. Pro-Moscow separatist gunmen showing no sign of surrendering government buildings. I hold you responsible for this, Jennifer, because these people are your relatives. They're connected.
I'm not Russian.
No, well, you're Eastern.
I'm not Ukrainian.
Yeah, but you're Eastern.
I'm Eastern European, some of me.
Yes.
I'm Czech.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm saying. Those Czechoslovakian slippery folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so U.S. and European officials today say they're going to hold Moscow responsible and impose new sanctions if the separatists do not clear out of government buildings. I was talking about this in the last hour. These Eastern European, Eastern Ukrainian communities they're overrun with the Ruskies from Putin. And there it sits. And we all have sort of mud in our face, or there's mud in your eye, that kind of stuff. Conversations between Mr. Kerry and his counterpart, the Russian foreign minister, continue. And they have nice... I wonder if they talk about what they have for dinner.
I know. They're talking about something, I'm sure.
What are they talking about? Yeah. All right, so that'd be something that I'd just soon have over. And something else I'd just soon have over is the search for the Malaysian airliner. We have a submarine, a drone submarine, that belongs to the United States of America, therefore you and me, that is going to keep searching for the jetliner, despite the fact that there is a cyclone blowing out there yet again. It's about the fourth one since the plane went down, and it makes everything on the sea completely impossible. The air searches have been grounded. The ships in the area have been pushed out because of the cyclones. It's fall. They have their cycle of cyclones is in the spring, whereas our cycle of hurricanes is in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So their season will taper off about the same time ours starts, which, by the way, the good news is the hurricane season is only a month and a half away.
Thanks for reminding us.
Hey,
you mark my calendar.
Yeah, please put that in your calendar. So yesterday, the good news is, anybody want some good news?
Please.
An American won the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, go figure, huh?
30 years after.
San Diegan.
Yes.
You know, they run fast in San Diego because they're running from the former mayor, Bob Filner.
Really?
Yes.
That's old, Jennifer. And if you did Bob Ford, you worked him into it somehow.
No, Filner was the last mayor.
Yeah, I understand that, but everybody's forgetting about him.
Really?
We're working on things to forget today, remember?
Oh. He was the one that used to chase the women at the Marie Callender's. Yeah. I could never forget him.
Really? I think that was exaggerated. I don't think he chased women. I think he went after women.
Around the salad bar, Dougie. That's why they got to run fast.
Nearly 36,000 runners competing in the Boston Marathon yesterday. The men's division, man. He's actually an Eritrean American. You know where Eritrea is?
No idea.
On the coast, the Horn of Africa. Eritrea. I said Eritrea. Well, he's an Eritrean, but he's from Eritrea. Got it? Meb Keflezi, former New York City marathon champion. He was also an Olympic medalist. Competed in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds.
That's a lot of running in 2 hours, isn't it?
He had the names of the bombing victims written on his race bib. Thought that was interesting. The Kenyan Rita Jeptu took first place in the women's division, clocking in at 2 hours, 18 minutes, 57 seconds. So she was only 10 minutes behind the winner of the men's race. You see some of the women in the wheelchairs the amputees, that sort of thing. They had a separate race. They've started the race earlier now. It starts at 10 o'clock. So they get done earlier so the Red Sox can go play. And everybody will be happy. The thing that I find most astounding about anything that I have read or experienced or heard about in the past 24 hours is the story of the 16-year-old boy who was stowed away, so he says, in a flight from San Jose to Hawaii.
Yeah.
He was in the wheel well of the plane.
That's 5.5 hours.
Sure. That's the miracle here. Most of the people that you talk to about this will tell you that, at first they'll say, couldn't survive.
Yeah, they would freeze, wouldn't they?
Well, then upon more thorough evaluation, doctors have said that he could have, because it gets so cold so fast, he could have basically gone into hibernation. And his heartbeat slowed down to a couple of times a minute. His body basically froze. He was unconscious when the plane landed at Maui Airport, and he didn't come to for about an hour. The ground crews found him wandering around on the tarmac. He was sort of, he was just, you know, in a daze, in a sense. So why they would taken, they would have taken him into custody before somebody would have called a doctor. After all, he really hasn't broken any laws.
Well,
so why is it our first instinct, let's take everybody into custody?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine they don't want him to run away. They have to keep him so they can figure out what went on.
So why do they have to arrest him?
I don't know.
Well, besides breaking through security
and hitchhiking on a plane.
The people that run the airport in San Jose are completely culpable for this. All they did was jump over a fence and wander onto where the planes were parked at the gates and figure out which one. Now, most of the airports have in front of the plane, in front of the departure gate, they have an electronic sign that says flight number and destination on the. So you can look up there and say, okay, this plane's going to Maui. I think I'll jump in.
You're still crossing a fence. I mean, you're still
16 years old, for God's sakes.
And he knows better.
And
you know better than 16.
Yeah, 16 is almost an adult. They do a lot of things at 16.
He's lucky he didn't fall out and become shark food.
Well, that's okay. That's no reason to arrest him.
Isn't it stealing to fly for free?
Yeah, he's hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Good. We'll get him one way or another. That's the American way.
Perfect. Well, he's a dumb kid. He needs to be.
So you arrest people for being dumb?
Yes.
If that's the case, then half the population
breaking
being
the
dumb.
Law.
Yeah, he was lawless.
I think there are a lot of other people who have broken a lot more serious laws that we could spend attention to, spend time with. Okay, so let's open this up because I'm sure that after I said that, and especially after listening to Kenny's tone, people want to take a shot at me. Help yourself. Take your best shot. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show. Should this 16-year-old stowaway on the flight from California to Hawaii, should he have been arrested when he arrived in Hawaii? Yes or no? And if you want a quick sort of Twitter explanation, a sentence or two, you're welcome to do that.
I mean, convicted is different. I mean, but you have to do something with him.
Yeah, you take him to the hospital and check him out. See if he's okay. Who cares if he dies? He broke the law.
He got on a wheel well of an...
So what?
Seriously.
So what?
So if you don't do something here, you'll have more people trying this.
Right. The American justice system is such a great deterrent. We've done such a great job of deterring terrorism in the first place. No, wait a minute. That's right. The TSA. We've been safe for all these years because of the TSA. Jeez, I forgot about that.
So why have any laws then? Let everybody do whatever they want.
He likes that.
Good idea.
He wants that.
Thank you, Kim.
You just hit it right on the nose.
What a great suggestion. Perfect.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Doug the Libertarian, back with more.
Yes. In just a few minutes, 16 past the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Use as directed. Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Please use it as directed. That's the place where you need rules when you're taking medicine. Don't need rules for a lot of other things. Today is Earth Day 2014. Go back with us to those thrilling days of yesteryear, or this day in 1970, first Earth Day observed, with the purpose of reclaiming the purity of our planet, cleaning up the air we breathe, the water we drink, the environment we live in. The slogan was, give Earth a chance. So, what will you do today to give the Earth a chance? Another good question for Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what else is going on there that is of interest and importance? It will be spellbound to hear your every word.
On our Facebook page, we have we just posted the story about the teen stowaway, and we want to get your input on that. Information on how you can name one of the new calves on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of the latest calf, and there's a link to Eastleigh Farm, so you can check that out and
time
maybe
to
be
name
able
that
to
calf.
Name the next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had three of them yesterday. It's like, I was trying to equate a dumb, stupid story about Lindsay Lohan, and I decided not to. I edited it. I edited it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about her anymore.
Nah. But the poll today.
Apparently,
has
she's drinking and hanging out with married men again.
Yeah, really? What a surprise.
I know. Weird.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Somebody on The Voice to Live Happily Ever After from last night's edition of The Voice, the top 12 performing. The audience is voting on who advances. This is Bria Kelly with Rolling in the Deep, the song from Amanda. Why did I say Amanda?
I don't know.
Not Amanda.
No. Amanda's your niece, right?
That's true.
She's interesting. She's this tiny, like, she's a pretty tiny girl.
Who, Adele?
This, no.
Oh, Bria Kelly.
Big old voice. Yeah.
All right, crank it up, Michael. You like this?
Yeah. She's got a great rock sound, though. Listen to that.
Yes, she's trying too hard. Yelling, screaming. That didn't sound like Adele at all. Good song, though.
Uh-huh.
But not, I don't think she's any good. Who agrees or disagrees? Kenny, what do you think of that? Too much noise or not?
Too much yelling instead of singing.
Yeah, yeah, a little right. Yelling. Anyway.
Right, that's what it is. Okay, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And so is Jimmy Fallon, starting out the last night, late night joke fest.
I get this. A new survey found that 81% of parents admit to stealing Easter candy from their children. While the other 19% of parents don't think it counts as stealing if you bought the candy in the first place. Okay? Get a job, you little freeloader. Give me those jelly beans.
Hillary Clinton's going to be a grandmother. I guess we know that, right? Hillary Clinton's
right,
going to
yeah.
be a grandmother.
She's
very excited about it. She's home right now knitting a tiny pantsuit.
That's correct.
She's really looking forward to having a grandchild and going to be taking the grandkid to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina.
I cannot believe this, but this is a true story. A California teenager is alive after he ran away from home and flew to Hawaii in the wheel well of a plane. Or as Southwest Airlines calls that, business class. I will say, as someone who's flown in the wheel well, they never come by with drinks.
Never.
Never.
Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Okay. Also yesterday, a bit of a dialogue conversation on The View that may be worth a couple of minutes of our time. Here the ladies talk about complaints from black women in the Army about the new hair regulations.
Many black female soldiers are speaking out against the Army's ban against certain hairstyles like dreadlocks, twists, large cornrows. They claim that the Army is basing the regulations on white women's hair.
Well, you know, the problem is with white women's hair, the standard that they have in the Army is you have to pull your hair back in a bun or it has to be, they say it has to be neat and unkempt. Now, the thing with black women's hair that a lot of people don't realize is generally black women's hair is very coarse. hairs. So to pull it back in a bun or have it like that, you have to chemically straighten it. What I think people don't realize is they see so many people in the movies and TVs, we're wearing wigs, we're wearing weaves, and it is straight.
And now they want to wear it
more natural.
And also there's the cultural thing for some
as well.
People.
They would not let Whoopi wear your hair like that. But you know,
they don't understand our hair.
Let me say this, that Army officials insist the regulation updates were cleared by a 200-member focus group that included black women in the Army, and it was led by an African-American female.
Well, here's what I'd like to know. I would like to know when 100 people became the spokespeople for everybody. Yeah. Everybody doesn't do their hair that way. Everybody tries to make their hair as comfortable for themselves as not. It's not about if it's long or not. This is most comfortable. Now, I understand having short dreads because I, you know, this is, they're growing out. But short is okay. Mm-hmm. They're saying no dreads at all.
Well, you know,
but this is, it's just crazy.
No dreads, no tattoos below, I think, the elbow.
Listen to this program and we get off like that, everybody gets concerned and confused and annoyed, but yet they can hoot and holler and what do you get out of the conversation? 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Korn and Ron Christie. Coming right up, is money really speech, or does it suppress speech in elections?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Does money really equal speech in elections, or does it suppress speech and allow folks like the Koch brothers to buy our democracy?
I think we've had here come the oligarchs and Citizens United, and even a little bit before that. The flow of money into political campaigns is really unprecedented, and it used to be delivered in brown paper bags to people like Dick Nixon and even George McGovern back in the day, and now it's being done rather legitimately. And what the McCutcheon decision does is to further validate the ability of a very, very, we're not talking about 1%, we're talking about 0.001% of Americans to have an incredibly tilted influence on the political system.
Post-Citizens United, if you look at the top groups that have given money, it's not the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers rank 18th on the list. If you look at 1 through 17, it's actually labor unions. The Citizens United decision allowed individuals, of course, corporations, to give money. But they also allowed unions to give money, and more unions have given money than individuals. It's trying to demonize individuals, the Koch brothers. It's trying to demonize Republicans of saying we're going back to a gilded age. But in my view, it's freedom of association and it's freedom of speech, and the Chief Justice and the majority are protecting here.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Digestion, 33 after the hour. Get your digestive juices going so you can digest the messages that are coming here. Messages that are important. Messages that carry the day, if you will. I was looking at the video of the day that we have today at DougStefan.com. A YouTuber named Rob. The YouTuber named Rob. Realize, but Michael, what I'm a little disturbed about that comment you just made. I was chastised because sometimes I'm chewing on things when I get back to being
sometimes.
On the air.
Sometimes. How about most times?
What do you mean by that?
Every morning at 6:33.
And then there's a cough. And then you say, oh, I got blueberry in my throat.
Really?
We've been married too long.
You can have that conversation with Meredith on Saturday. All right, anyway, let's get back to the issues of the day. What's going on? This YouTube person named Rob realized that every segment of the Monster Hit Happy is exactly 6 seconds long, which is also the length limit for videos on Vine. So he put together some smartphones with different Vine videos looped to mimic the popular song Happy. Mm-hmm. The audio is there. We'll play it for you later on if you want to hear it. I thought it was kind of clever. Yesterday, the video of the day was the winner of Ukraine's Got Talent in 2009. Kenny, were you amazed by this? Had you ever seen this video before?
It looked familiar.
Really?
I don't know if I saw the winning thing, but I know there was a big stir when she was on there because it's so amazing what she does.
Yeah, right.
The sand animation, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. So if you want to check that out, Jennifer, if you haven't seen it, you might want to check it all out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, how many of you are repaying student loans? Raise your hands, please. All those people who are still paying back student loans.
Not me.
Well, I'm still working on Megan's loan, and I thought this was especially caustic. Student loan borrowers who have had a parent or grandparent co-sign the note are finding that they must immediately pay the loan off if the co-signer dies.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think of that, boys and girls?
So if the cosigner of your loan just drops it, all of a sudden you have to pay the whole loan.
The loan is due. Called and due.
You would think that they would find just a new cosigner if you needed it.
Well, if in fact you've been paying the loan...
You should have set up your own good credit. Well, right?
Yeah, under the circumstances. Here's the Consumer Financial Protection Board saying that lenders have clauses in their contract that, of course, nobody ever reads, that explains that this is what would happen. Borrowers don't read the fine print, so they don't know it could happen. There's an ombudsman for the student loan program. Excuse me, his name is, there I am, Michael. His name is Rohit Chopra. Said complaints relating to the issue are growing because the practice is catching so many consumers by surprise. Parents are dying, and students are told they must pay. Now, if you can't pay, you can come up with all kinds of excuses, but what it does is affect your credit. That's really what this is about. Borrowers are told to pay back the loan in full, even if you've been making payments on time. So what's the reason for this? The first thing is that you got to read the small print. It's up to you whether you want to sign the loan. You don't have to. I mean, in some circumstances, if you don't sign the loan or you don't get the loan, you can't go to school. And that's their leverage. It's not like buying a car. You don't have to have a car, or you don't have to have a new car.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've decided you want to go to school and you've signed up, you're ready to go.
Well, you could go to a different school. I mean, I went to a school where I didn't need student loans.
Well, that's part of it, yes, right? Some of the concerns on these, this is something that affects private institutions. It's interesting you said that, Jennifer. This affects private institutions more than it does public schools. Public institution, Ohio State, any state-run UC, SUNY system in New York, University of Massachusetts, you can come up. Most states have their own school system, most post-secondary system. Community colleges feed into state schools, that sort of thing. So, yes, Jennifer is right. If you go to a state school, then you don't have to, most of the time, borrow money. So, in this circumstance, what is this telling you? If I were still on the Board of Trustees in Heidelberg, I'd be really all over this because it's discriminatory as hell. It is.
For private universities.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not good for private universities at all. At all. You'll read about this today or get a little more. I don't know how much more information there is, Kenny, around about this. But I find it distressing. And especially these people at Sallie Mae, because that's what this group really is. This is that. It's not really a government organization. It's not even sponsored, but it sounds like it. It mimics Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to a point. That's why they call it Sallie Mae. But under the circumstances, there's a certain amount of responsibility. The problem with America today is that everybody wants to just pass it off on somebody. Oh, I didn't know. It's not my fault. That's what the small print. There are two ways of looking at this. Small print is there. Read it before you sign. That's a lesson. The other side of it is, in this circumstance, it looks to me like the you could make an argument that the state schools are in some way, shape, or form trying to run. This is the same as in business, right? Big business. Education is big business.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the state schools, using your tax dollars, are trying to get bigger and stronger, more important, and put the little guys out of business. The small private schools, if I were, again, on the board still at Highbury, I'd be jumping around about this. This is bad for small private colleges, universities, the way I see it, it is. 888-302-3684, by the way, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes. Some updates on medical news and information for the week. North Korea says, in its usual way, trying to get along with everybody, work things out, work things through. Jim Lo Flo, or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Kim Jong-un. It's Jong-un. Yeah. Now you got me all screwed up.
Who cares what his name is? He's a little guy that needs to have an operation.
No, we do care what this guy's name is because I used to know until you got me all messed up.
Yeah, I don't care what his name is.
Kim Jong-un. It's got to be right.
North Korea announced early today they're going to... Well, yes, actually, they haven't even announced this. It's just the rest of the world monitoring, or whoever monitors these nuclear test sites, there's increased activity there, which would indicate that the North Koreans may test a nuclear weapon. What for? Now, this is the kind of guy that would start trouble because he's too stupid to know better.
Well, he's just because he wants to see things go boom.
Yeah, well, he's... But this is the kind of thing... that gets people who actually have quasi-legitimate forms of government, you know, into how do these people gain as much power? The Saddam Husseins, the Assads of the world, whoever it is, Hitler, this little kid, his father or his father before that, how do they get control? How do they get to be so strong? It's not like there isn't some kind of news from the outside world as to what's going on there. Why do people follow people like that?
They paint a picture of brutality, and they use fear to have people follow them.
Mm-hmm. Still in this age. Amazing that kind of stuff goes on, isn't it? Don't you think it is? Mm-hmm. Really?
Really?
Yeah, under the surface.
Especially with with all the knowledge that's floating around out there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about coffee for a minute. Somebody last week, when we got started with the BuzzBox coffee, ordered on Monday. And the results, they had the coffee by Friday, and they sent me an email, which I thought was really kind of cool. Just wanted to let your company know. Actually, they didn't send this to me. They sent it to BuzzBox, and BuzzBox sent it to me. I wanted your company to know I got my first shipment of your coffee through the Doug Steffen website. I had my first cup this morning. I normally use a creamer. I thought I would try it black since I read reviews of others that once used creamers, then they tried a black and they liked it better. So, Michael, have you had this coffee black and with creamer, or you just drink it black?
Black.
Black. You like it black?
Yep.
All right. How's it taste in comparison? Do you drink all of your coffee black or just...
Yeah, always.
Always black. So how does this compare to the other coffees that you drink?
I like it better than Starbucks and Peet's, which are the other two brands I drink regularly.
All right. Somebody then, after you said that, Kenny, did we get a...
I'll tell you why I like it for a really specific reason. You know, when you get Starbucks coffee, it's really you wouldn't know, Dougie, because you don't drink it. But no. Michael will know, and maybe Ken. There's an acidy taste to some like Starbucks coffee. This coffee is very smooth. It doesn't have that acid aftertaste.
That's right. That's what I've heard. Somebody compared it to Seattle's Best in a positive way. That is saying it was better than. So Michael says better than Starbucks, better than Pete's, better than Seattle's Best, better than McDonald's, better than Burger King. And then somebody said, do you have hot chocolate? So I asked that question, and they don't.
Was that somebody
No,
I'm pretty sure that's what you would ask.
I thought about it, though, because I would like to have some hot chocolate. It was not in their... they're thinking about how to do it, because it isn't something you can send around like you can ground up or regular whole coffee beans, for whatever the reason, I don't know. At any rate, you're hearing all of this discussion about coffee here because we have a new official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's at the BuzzBox box, orange box, right inside of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Matter of fact, I got a picture from one of our affiliates who... This is how this works. It's very fast. These people are very, very quick at getting the information around. Not the information, but getting the coffee around. So I'm now looking at, let's see, this is Scott Fredericks sending me a picture. We probably ought to post this. I'll send it to you, Kenny. You can post it on Facebook. The picture of the bags of coffee that he ordered for 730 KYYA, which is the radio station that he runs at 7:30 a.m. Okay, all the coffee that's there, he got it for his crew. You can get it for your crew. All you have to do is go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange box, the Buzz box, for the best coffee you can imagine. And the story that's there will tell you why I am supporting BuzzBox and the way they do business. Great coffee and a great cause. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Have to eat when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling. Take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. 14 before the hour. Weekly visit from our friend Dr. Ron Hoffman. His website is drhoffman2fs.drhoffman.com. The FDA, Ron, has approved an under-the-tongue hay fever pill called Ragwitek. Thought that was an interesting name for a hay fever pill. So why is this better than the shots? What do you do for people that come to you in New York City where you practice? You have much trouble with the hay fever?
Well, absolutely. But, you know, there's nothing new under the sun with this. This is a technique that I've been using for pretty near 25 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's called SLIT, sublingual immunotherapy. It's actually very popular in Europe, but innovative doctors like myself have been using it for decades, you know, perhaps 30, 40 years in the United States. And it works, but it wasn't approved by the FDA, so we were always kind of doing this a little bit in the shadows.
That's right. And they're minding this. Let's do this stuff right out there. Okay, yeah. FDA, we're fixing people that have this problem. What are you going to do about it, huh?
Exactly. Well, now the big pharmaceutical companies, they're going to cash in on it because this is the, quote, approved therapy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. What a bunch of phony. What a bunch of baloney. All right. That's one of the reasons I like your website, by the way. Those of you who want to keep up with some of the newer therapies or even the ones that have been around for a while that now, oh gosh, the FDA has just figured this out after 25 years, check out drhoffman.com. So there's a story about the Mediterranean diet. This is something else that's been, we've all sort of known it or been preaching about the Mediterranean diet. It is connected, though, to slowing down problems that people have with diabetes. How do you administer, let's say somebody comes into your office and you figure that their count is way above, I don't know, 570 is sort of the marker. We had somebody on the weekend program, was at 700, does that sound right? Isn't that 570 or is it 57 that's the marker? Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever the right number is, this guy was way over it. And so the conversation was about diet. What do you tell people to do that have markers that are close to the limit or over the limit?
Well, forgive me if I sound like a broken record, but again, this is something we've been doing for pretty near 30 years. The diet that I developed in the 80s is called the salad and salmon diet. It's essentially a Mediterranean diet. It involves some whole grains, but very little carbohydrates, lots of fish, lean meats, lots of olive oil, plenty of vegetables and healthy fruits. And this is a diet that turns things around for the vast majority of diabetics. Not always, because some diabetics do require medication or insulin. But this is eminently treatable with diet. And again, the American Diabetes Association, it's taken them so long to get around to this. They're now offering diets that are a little closer to traditional Mediterranean diet, but they don't get it, that a low-carb diet is really the way to go.
Well, interesting. No pies, no cakes, no cookies. That's what spoils it for me. But the flour is what gets you. Dr. Ron Hoffman, all kinds of exciting things on his website, as you can hear, drhoffman.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There we go. Something to get us into a terrific place. Isn't it interesting how just a little bit of music can get you into a terrific place? And I find that little bit of lilting melody got me into a very nice place very quickly. Thank you, Richie.
It's a positive, happy, contemporary country rock song, Doug.
Right, yeah.
Or at least that's what the description says.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is what it sounds
like. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Tech Talk time. In a moment, we're going to discuss how liking a brand online could get you into trouble story at DougStefan.com. First, though, we have a story from Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter. Shelley is going to talk with you today about Google's hope to provide wireless internet across the globe. Can they do it? We'll find out in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google hopes to one day provide wireless internet across the globe in an initiative called Project Loon. The project got a big boost recently when Google acquired Titan Aerospace, a startup that specializes in building high-altitude drones. In acquiring the drone manufacturer, Google beat Facebook to the punch. It had been eyeing Titan Aerospace as it, too, aims to provide global internet through its Connectivity Labs program. Titan was so highly sought after because its drones fly higher than most other drones, which could be key to providing cheap internet connectivity across the globe and making Project Loon a success. Project Loon is currently operating with high-altitude balloons that fly in the Earth's stratosphere, but drones are easier to control and can react more quickly to changing conditions. Of course, the acquisition is about more than just drones. Titan's drones take high-quality images in real time, which could help make Google Maps better than ever. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stefan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Might downloading a 50-cent coupon for Cheerios cost you your legal rights? General Mills, the maker of Cheerios, Chex, Bisquick, Betty Crocker, has added language to its website to alert you that you give up your right to sue the company if you download coupons, if you join an online community like Facebook that likes their products, if you enter a company-sponsored sweepstakes or a contest, or if you interact with the company in a variety of other ways.
Huh. Yep, you give up your rights to sue.
Anybody who has received anything that could be construed as a benefit and who then has a dispute with the company over its products will have to use informal negotiation by email or go through arbitration to seek relief. You can't sue them. This was added last week. New York Times story. General Mills went even further through their spokesperson, suggesting that buying its products would bind consumers to these terms specifically, not generally. The company said, we've updated our privacy policy, and they wrote in a sort of a thin gray bar across the top of their homepage, please note we also have new legal terms which require all disputes related to the purchase or use of General Mills products or services be resolved through binding arbitration. So if you don't like Cheerios, too bad. Chew them and weep. According to the company, right? That's some interesting tech news. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.